Question number one, Chris, there's a new company, not new, but there's a company called Jukebox that allows you to now invest in a single song and get dividends based on how much the song is played. What song, if you had to choose one, old or new, would you invest in?
Oh, man. Well, I've given a shout out to him before on the show, but I'm giving a shout out to my buddy, former Wayfair employee, actually Oven Bonsall again. But it would be Save Tonight, Ann. That's my college song. I feel like that song is just waiting for a, you know, waiting for a flick or a TV show to give it new life and give it the just due it deserves. Similar
Stranger
to like Stranger Things.
Stranger Things have happened.
Running Up the Hill, right? Whatever that song is.
I was thinking of the Barbie movie Push. Like, when was Matchbox 20's Push ever going to come up again in cultural relevance in 2024?
Yeah, yeah. So. Right. That's a good one, too. Yeah. All right. So Airbnb, this one kind of creeped me out, Ann. Airbnb has banned hosts from putting any indoor cameras inside of their rentals. Does this decree make you more likely, less likely, or about as likely to want to use Airbnb?
Well, I'm the worst person to ask for this because I do house swaps, and there's zero rules on what you need to do with cameras for house swaps. So I can only imagine what people, what footage people may or may not have. But I think
you ever thought about this before?
Yes.
That like there's cameras, there could easily be cameras in my Airbnb, and I would never know it.
Yeah, but
I never thought about that ever.
Really?
Yeah, I never thought about it.
What are you gonna do? I don't know. I'm just like, oh well.
Go to
I
a
guess.
Hotel where that stuff is more, hopefully, more closely monitored.
I don't know. I just feel like. Proceed at your own risk. If you want to see this, I'm sorry. You're going to be disappointed.
Quote of the year. All right. Hopefully people have stuck around this long. All right,
Chris, the Oscars took place last weekend with Oppenheimer winning Best Picture. If you could go back and re-award one of the Best Picture nominees from the past, which film would you give that award to?
Oh, man, this one for film buffs is easy. It's 100% Brokeback Mountain when Crash won. Yeah, I think everyone would say that. Because Crash is just not that great of a movie, and Brokeback Mountain was an incredible movie.
I gotta watch that
with
again.
Incredible acting performances, okay. Incredible direction by Ang Lee, just a stellar movie. And where Crash is just kind of hit on some like zeitgeist of the moment, and that was it. No one's ever watching Crash again. I mean, I've never watched a second.
I'm gonna
time.
Watch both again.
But
I'll
I've
report
watched
back.
Yeah, and you, I report back. I would guarantee you'll feel the same way.
Okay.
At least that's what how most people would feel. All right, last one, Princess Kate. Caused quite the kerfuffle this week after being nabbed for doctoring a photo with her and her kids. What is one picture from your past that you wish you could doctor?
Oh, God, I want to pick a whole era. Is that possible?
Yeah, you can pick a whole era. Which era? What was your least favorite photographic era?
I would say from, like, senior year of high school through college.
Oh, really?
I just need a filter that makes me look less orange. Okay. There was so much tanning
fake
happening.
Baking.
Oh my God, all the pictures of us that it was just like, what are these orange alien Oompa Loompa people running around doing? Like, we thought that looked good.
That was big in Minnesota,
oh,
particularly.
God.
Yeah,
it was
big
awful.
In Minnesota.
It
yeah.
was awful. So yeah. I doctor all those photos. Yeah.
So not the teenage dirtbag years, but the post high school years.
No, I think teenage dirtbag was still appropriate. Like, okay. We were still, like, that's just like the era that it was.
Coming of age.
I think the orange was really bad. Like, I'm embarrassed when I look at those photos.
I don't think I've actually seen any of those photos either.
I'll show
so.
You. A college roommate of mine just posted a photo that we had professionally taken inside the JCPenney's at the Miller Hill Mall at our college. And we all drove 30 minutes a day to tan. And it's very, very evident. I'll post it for the listeners.
When I moved here in 2005, it was definitely a ridiculous thing that a lot of people did. 100%. Wow. I had not thought about that in a long time.